And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Lawmakers in Alabama have passed a series of bills that they claim reclaim moral territory in public schools, including legislation that required the Ten Commandments be displayed in classrooms. The bill, which passed 8811, includes a note explaining how these principles shaped our nation's founding. And in North Carolina, the House has approved the Depoliticized Government Property Act, restricting flags on state property to official government and military flags. The bill passed 6943 with bipartisan support, setting clear boundaries about using public spaces for ideological messaging. Washington State, meanwhile, continues its assault on women's sports as their Interscholastic Association blocked a proposal protecting girls in competitions by just one vote. Despite majority support, the measure failed to reach the required 60% threshold, leaving female athletes vulnerable. And state officials have openly defied President Trump's executive order protecting women's sports, with the superintendent boasting Washington, quote, will not back down from prioritizing gender ideology over biology. And speaking of defiance, the Mayo Clinic has rebranded its DEI department as the Office of Belonging. Of course, as we've told you about this earlier this week, it's all done to circumvent President Trump's executive order banning DEI programs. And despite receiving over $4 billion in federal grants since 2008, Mayo thinks that a simple name change will fool federal oversight. The Department of Justice has granted Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency access to immigration records dating back to the 1990s. Now, while the details do remain vague, it's a move that suggests DOGE may be ramping up its efforts to identify and deport illegal immigrants with criminal backgrounds. And in a victory for life, the Maryland assisted suicide bill has been defeated for an eighth consecutive time, after veterans advocates highlighted that suicide is the second leading cause of death for veterans under 45, the bill's sponsor canceled the Senate hearing altogether. And Father James Martin continues his heterodox campaign, now praising the late Pope Francis as an imperfect champion and ally of the LGBT community in a New York Times opinion piece. Martin claims the Pope did more for this marginalized group than all modern predecessors combined. And finally, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo may be facing prosecution after a House panel referred him to the Department of Justice for allegedly lying to Congress about his role in covering up COVID nursing home deaths. The directive that sent infected patients into nursing homes contributed to over 15,000 deaths, a tragedy compounded by attempts to hide the truth. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.